Governor Cuomo says the two-week closure of schools, a temple, and all other places within the designated zone where there are large gatherings of people will help contain the illness from spreading any further.
This will be a period of disruption for the local community. I understand that. Local shop owners don't like the disruption. Nobody does. Local politicians don't like the disruption. I get it. This can't be a political decision. This is a public health decision.
The closures will begin on March 12th and continue through March 25th. Cuomo is also deploying the National Guard to assist with distributing food to those who are quarantined and for the 52% of children who are dependent on the schools for the free or reduced lunch program. The Guard will also help with transportation and cleaning services. Residents other than those already quarantined because they have the virus will not be confined to their homes. They'll be allowed to travel for work and other purposes. Assemblywoman Amy Paulin, who represents the district, was caught off guard by the new limitations. Paulin, who says she received a short briefing from Cuomo administration officials just moments before the public announcement, was scrambling to comprehend what the restrictions will mean.
We all want to be sure that this is the right public health approach, and if it is, we're all going to do it. Not happily, but we're all going to do it.
Paulin says the restricted zone includes a municipal recreation center and the path of a planned St. Patrick's Day parade. She says a lot of decisions need to be made, and she and other community leaders still have a lot of questions.
I don't know what this is yet. You know, I'm looking to see, you know, what this is. You know, are we closing all the businesses? Are we closing just the large facilities?
She predicts many small businesses in the one-mile radius, including restaurants, will likely close up for the two-week period. Cuomo says it's too early to say whether the closures will serve as a model for other parts of the state. He says right now the situation in New Rochelle is unique, and it's the largest cluster of infected people in the nation. The city of Boston canceled its annual St. Patrick's Day parade out of concerns over the virus. Cuomo says he's not recommending that cities in New York cancel their celebrations, though. He says currently there are not large clusters of infected people in most regions of the state.
You look at the map of the state, you have very few cases in some area, and you have larger numbers in other areas, and then you have critical numbers like New Rochelle. So you have to calibrate it to the place. You know, this is such a different situation in different parts of the state.
The pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education, which is backed by the teachers' union, slammed the governor's decision to close the schools, calling it irresponsible and tone-deaf. The group says no one in the schools are currently sick with the virus, and they say it will harm disadvantaged children who depend on the schools for services. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.